FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and it's May 24th, 2018. Hey, I'm on the road again. I decided to take a quick trip away from Florida, and I come to California. It's 58 degrees here, and it's raining, if you could believe it. It's raining in sunny Southern California. It's not supposed to do that here, but here we are. What can you do? Anyways, it's always good to get away. Forgive the audio quality that it isn't up to our usual meticulous standards, but that should not stop you from wanting to participate in the show. You know, the best part of my day is when I get an email from you in my inbox. It's either good for a joke or a chuckle or whatever. We always love doing it. So kl@carrielutz.com. As a reminder, and hey, immigration, you know, immigration is a major, major issue. It's costing the country hundreds of billions, if not up to the $1 trillion range per year, not to mention the crime that comes with it, the stress on infrastructure, on local schools. Housing prices in California are through the roof, and it's not because the rich have run out of mansions in Bel Air. There's a lot of problems with it, but in spite of all that, you can't be negative. You got to keep your sense of humor, which is why you're going to want to hear from John Zimmerich. John, you have co-authored a book. It's pretty entertaining title, if I have to say so myself. The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, an America First Manifesto. And I can only imagine what's in this. You've been on Fox and Friends. You've been getting a lot of airtime over this. Just tell us, first, welcome and welcome to the show. Looking forward to hearing all about your book.
Thank you. Well, it's a really crucial subject, and immigration is a subject that the establishment wants to keep off the table. They want it to be they want us to treat it as if it were the movement of the geographic plate. Geological plates under our feet, something that's inevitable, that's out of our control, that only crazy people would talk about trying to arrest that kind of development. I mean, you can't change the weather. You can't control the geology. Well, that's not true. Immigration is a result of policy, of decisions that we make as a country, of what laws to pass and whether or not to enforce those laws, what policies to impose and what policies not to impose. And as it is now, the policy we've imposed is that we don't enforce the border. We let Mexican drug cartels control that. And we let most of our immigration be controlled by nepotism. Somebody's cousin, somebody's uncle. If somebody's in the country already legally, or if they've gotten amnesty, which is millions of people, they can sponsor their whole extended family into the country. That's where we get most of our immigrants. It has had nothing to do with their skills, with their talent, with their education, with what America needs economically. Nope. It's all a nepotism plan that Ted Kennedy drew up, I think, on a bar napkin in 1965.
Was that before he drove off the bridge at Chappaquiddick or after?
That was 3 or 4 years before.
Yeah, well,
it was a plan. Our immigration system was basically created to benefit Irish Democrats in Massachusetts, and everything else that's happened since has been a side effect.
That's pretty interesting. When you go back in history, that's 100% true. Well, immigration being what it is here, you know, this isn't anything new. We've had controversy over our immigration policy, but now it's out of hand. But we have a new sheriff in town who has appointed some pretty hardliner or pretty pro-law enforcement officials in Homeland Security and in ICE. And it is making a difference.
And that's good, but it's a temporary difference because the moment he leaves office, it all stops. We need changes to the laws. We need to change why we admit legal immigrants. We need to start enforcing E-Verify to check if people are legitimately here to work at every workplace in America as it is now. That's totally voluntary. Can you imagine if it were voluntary to pay your taxes? Well, it's voluntary,
it is voluntary
to check whether the people you're hiring are actually legally in the country.
Hey, it is voluntary. According to what the IRS says, we have a voluntary tax system. It's just if you don't comply with it voluntarily, you get tossed in the can. So,
right.
But getting to immigration here, a serious issue, and it costs hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Just here in the People's Republic of California, the state is broke because of illegal immigration. And, you know, what you're talking about, like law, it's economics, incentives. If you tell the whole world, look, we'll give you free health care, free food, and we'll pay you to come here, everybody in the world is going to try to come here, not just the people you want, like what Trump said. We're getting rapists, we're getting drug dealers, and other criminals, and I assume some of the people coming over are decent people, but we're not getting their best. We're getting their worst.
Probably a lot of them are. You know what? We don't need a million decent people a year who don't have high school diplomas and don't have advanced skills. We don't have an economy for people like that. That just described my grandfather. He came to America from Austria-Hungary in 1916, no skills, no education. And what he did, he shoveled coal on a tugboat for the rest of his life and supported a family. We don't need people shoveling coal on tugboats. We don't have jobs for people with no skills. We don't have empty fields for the homestead farms. To say that we should keep the same immigration policies as 1910 now in almost 2020, why don't we use horses and buggies? Why don't we, grow everything by hand and give up on all agricultural mechanization? We don't follow other policies from 1840 or 1910. Why would we follow the immigration policy? Well, it's absolutely no sense.
The left would say, well, what about the Statue of Liberty and all that, right?
It's a very nice statue that was built to commemorate liberty, not immigration. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a beautiful poem on a plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty, and it's inspiring, but it has the same force of law as Comet, on Blixen, you know, the night before Christmas. It's a poem. That's it. It's a poem on a plaque on a statue. As far as I know, we don't worship these statues as God, as law-giving gods. They're just, you know, national monuments.
Yeah, absolutely. Could not agree with you more on that. So solutions here. Is the president on the right track, or what else can we do here to stop this tsunami?
Well, right now people need to call their representatives, because right now there is an amnesty discharge petition that would grant amnesty to the DACA people and the so-called Dreamers all at one fell swoop. Call your congressman now, today, and tell them to stop the discharge petition that would grant amnesty and to support Representative Goodlatte's bill, which would actually secure the borders. That's what you can do today. Mm-hmm. Over the long run, you can look through my book, look at the solutions we have in the politically incorrect guide to immigration. The key ones are build the wall, enforce workplace verification, track people who overstay their visas, and cut the number of unskilled immigrants we admit. Shift the mix of immigrants towards highly skilled, highly educated ones. Get rid of chain migration. That would solve 90% of our problems.
Yeah, chain migration. Hey, what about, you know, there's a lot of other things. We do want some people to come in, correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And they should come in they should apply, and we judge it based on their skill and their education, not whether they're somebody's cousin. That doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, yeah, just because they're somebody's cousin, why should that give them a right?
Family reunification garbage that Kennedy put into the 1965 Act, all it did was help Irish politicians in Boston by getting somebody's cousin into the country. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. It was just a corrupt scam.
Pure nepotism.
And we've been paying for it. Yeah.
Pure nepotism. And so what about the wall here? Should the wall be built?
Time to build it. If we have to crowdsource it, offer Americans the chance to get their name on a brick or on a section of the wall, I think people would send in money.
Hey, do you think?
I would.
Do you think I could get my name on a machine gun turret?
Yeah. I think people are going to, you know, be going and rubbing their name like they do at the Vietnam Memorial.
Yeah, well, you know, or like you go into a church or a synagogue, yeah, and you see, oh, this pew paid for by so and so.
Exactly, you know, this section of the wall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hope you all people check out the book. It's The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. It's available on Amazon, at bookstores,
wherever fine books used to be sold, huh?
All right, thanks. I need to run. Okay, but thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Hey, people want to find out more about you. Where's your website? Tell us your website.
Stream.org. STREAM.org is where I write.
All right, excellent. And we'll have a link. Thank you so much. And keep up the fight.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.